Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
To be holy is to declare him holy. Because as you declare that he is holy, he just rubs off on you. That's all. You are holy. This is your moment. You are holy. Father, you are holy. You are holy.
Thank you. nothing worth more or could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your prayer.
And he instructs us to be holy as he is holy. Not the form of godliness, but be holy as he is holy. We were in church one Sunday, Pastor Anna, and the Lord gave me a song. And I don't get many songs like that in the middle of service. But then it just started to roll out. And I started singing, only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. For there's no one else like you, who is made
you. To be called to your presence. every day when we wake up in the morning.
My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each one this morning, each one of you this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallelujah, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. Hallelujah, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for providing for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful even when we are not faithful. We thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, for all that you will do, and for all that you are doing in our lives. Father, we bless your name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praises, honor, and thanking you, O God, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. Father, this morning, we give you all honor, all glory, all adoration. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, kuriya masi, yes, kuriya masande. Oh, kuriya masande, yakuye masa. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy, O God. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for your mercy. Mercy, O God, for myself. Mercy for all my children, O God, in the name of Jesus, for my grandchildren. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our children, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. Mercy for each and every one of us under the sound of our voice and our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, in the name of Jesus, mercy for our children's household, mercy for our household, mercy for our grandchildren's household, in the name of Jesus, mercy for our siblings' household, mercy for our nieces and nephews' household, mercy for I Am That I Am, Fred Tabernacle Ministries, their members, mercy for each and every one of us, mercy for our spouses, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, our souls and bodies in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Their household in the blood of Jesus. Our environment in the blood of Jesus. Their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Their household in the blood of Jesus. Our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, their homes in the blood of Jesus. Their environment in the blood of Jesus. Our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak better things than the blood of Abel. We speak healing to our bodies, to the blood of Jesus, by the strength of Jesus Christ. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. We soak ourselves in the blood. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus sanctifies us. The blood of Jesus redeems us. The blood of Jesus makes us whole. We thank you, O God, for your precious blood, your redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood that gave us strength. Father God, perfect all that concerns our lives to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, when the enemy comes against us like a flood, oh, Father God, we raise up a standard, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood perfects everything that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God. This morning we put on the armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father God, the shield of faith, and we gird our loins with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on each and every one under the sound of my voice and their household. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, great-granddaughters, and our great-grand. We put the armor on, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our spouses. Be a wall of fire around our children in the name of Jesus, our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our siblings. Be a wall of fire around our nieces and our nephews, oh God. The wall of fire around our children and grandchildren, their homes, their household, oh God, and the glory in there, within them, within us. Be a wall of fire around us. Glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Glorify yourself in the lives of our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Glorify yourself in the life of our spouses. In the name of Jesus, be thou glorified. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine. Let there be light. When light comes, darkness disappear. Oh God, we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you, Lord, that we are in your marvelous light. We thank you that greater is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you that your strength, Almighty God, is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, O God, but you are strong. Strengthen us. Perfect your strength in us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, for godly wisdom. In the name of Jesus, Oria Masantariako. Father, Almighty God, give us your wisdom, your spirit of wisdom, to walk in your wisdom, to speak words of wisdom, O God, not in our own wisdom, but the wisdom of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our covenant-keeping God. We invoke the covenant of Jesus Christ. Upon our life, we walk in your covenant blessings. We thank you for abundant grace. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, Almighty God. Make us invisible for the enemy in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against our children, no weapon formed against our grandchildren, no weapon formed against our spouses, no weapon formed against our siblings, no weapon formed against our nieces and our nephews, no weapon formed against each and every one of us right here now this morning in this prayer service shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall come into condemnation, because we are the right of the Lord. We are his heritage. We walk by his grace. We walk by his faith. We thank you, Lord, CEO of the universe, Abba Father, the one who breath we breathe. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You always defend us. You said in your word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And Lord, you stand on your word. You are a God that will never fail. You are a God that will never leave us. You are a God that will never forsake us. And Father, we stand on your word. We trust in you with all of our hearts. We lean not on our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge you. And Lord, you direct our path. Oh God, we are weak, but you are strong. Take away our weaknesses and strengthen us, oh God. Let us walk in your strength. Let us walk in your humility. Let us walk in your compassion. In the name of Jesus, take us, oh God, to your wealth place, oh God. Wealth in your word. Wealth in your presence. For in your presence, hey, yes, Lord, there is fullness. Fullness of joy, oh God. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for making the crooked places straight. Thank you for making a way in the wilderness. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that you have fought for us. Thank you for the battles that you're fighting. Thank you that we have victory. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We walk in your victory. We walk in the victory of Jesus Christ and not the victory of the world. We thank you, Lord, for your salvation. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We are fruitful. We are willing. We walk in your obedience. You said in your word that if we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And Lord, we eat the good of the land because, Lord, you have strengthened us. Because, Lord, the Holy Ghost guides us. The Holy Ghost leads us. The Holy Ghost directs us. The Holy Ghost teaches us. Oria Masetiniako, your sheep hear your voice, and we follow after your voice. In the name of Jesus, take away negative habits from in our lives, oh God. All those things that are hindering our relationship with you, uproot those things, oh God, from our lives. We surrender everything that concerns our lives to you, oh God. It is your will, oh God, that we walk and receive all the covenant blessing, oh God. So any hindrances in our lives uprooted, any hindrances uprooted, oh God, any negativity that we have received from our ancestors, father's side, mother's side, Yekuriyamase, in the name of Jesus, that is hindering your plan and purpose for our lives. We uproot it to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Yekuriyamase, we carry the DNA of Jesus Christ. We are born again by the Spirit of Christ, carry his DNA, so we activate all the genetic cause that is in the DNA of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in the mantle of Christ, we walk in his fullness, in the name of Jesus, we walk in the anointing of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. Father, we thank you for the new week that is ahead of us. Oh, God, we are your children. Who do you have, my son, today? sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We carry the attributes of the King of Kings. We carry your attributes. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your DNA, your coding, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, rise within us. Spirit of the living God, rise within us. Take over our carnal nature. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord, rise within us. Make us your flaming fire. In the name of Jesus, we claim salvation for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. We claim salvation for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It is not your will for anyone to perish. Oh God, it's not your will. You want all of us to be with you in your kingdom, oh God. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life, and have life more abundantly. That means you move us from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from strength to strength. We cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plans of the enemy. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, not in our authority. We have no power of our own, but we walk in the authority, the mantle of Jesus Christ, the anointed one. We walk in his authority, and we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, not by our might, not by our power, but by the Spirit of the living God, the Most High God, the Sovereign God, the CEO of the universe. Jehovah is his name. Hallelujah. I am that I am is his name. Yekuriamase. He is sovereign. He created the heavens and the earth. The breath we breathe is his. Uriamase. He is our righteousness. He is the banner over us. Uriamase. His name is mercy. His name is gracious. His name, hallelujah, is Jehovah Shammah. He is ever present with us. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. Yet, he is God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. He's a covenant keeping God. He's eternal King, everlasting Father. I call him Abba Father, my Father. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before us, heaven and earth adore us. What adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Captain of the host of the armies of heaven, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, we thank you for your redeeming grace. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross for us. We bless you, Jesus. Your name is above every name. And we say thank you. So, Father, we give you the honor as we approach this week, in the start this week. Father God, go ahead of us. We walk in your path. We follow after you. Our shepherd. You are our leader. We cannot make it without you. So, Father, we surrender completely and totally to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Keep our children under the blood of Jesus. Their household under the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, perfect all that concerns our children, our grandchildren. Oh, Father God, our children are the fruits that you give us. Keep them safe. Keep harm and danger away from our children and our grandchildren, our household. Keep harm and danger away from our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Oh, God, glorify yourself in a spectacular and miraculous way. Give each and every one of us a testimony. In the name of Jesus, we pray for creative ideas in the name of Jesus. Have let heaven download creative ideas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are our peace. Oh, yes, we bless your name. Lord, Prince of Peace, let your peace that surpasses all understanding rest upon our heads, walking in your peace, walking in fruitfulness, walking in the dominion anointing, O God, walking in humility, compassion, and love. Father, we honor you. You are Abba. We bless your name. Thank you, O God, for releasing your holy angels to be with us 24/7. Thank you that your holy angels are with our children and grandchildren 24/7. We thank you for your grace is sufficient for us. So we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your unconditional love. Thank you for your grace is sufficient. We seal our prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We speak love of God into each and every family. We speak that peace of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. We speak, O God, the grace of God upon each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, let your goodness pass before us. We receive your goodness. We receive your protection. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before I leave, there are things that I want to say. I'm going to say it to you. Anytime you have a word from the Lord, You go over that word and you go over, Lord, is it you? Do you want me to do this? Do you want me? What do you want me to do? Do not dismiss some words that the words that will come out. Don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss it. There was war in heaven. And I'm going to say this and I will end and say the grace. There was war in heaven. Angels fought against Almighty God. One third of this, the angels fought with Almighty God, God who created them. And of course, we know that God kicked Satan out of heaven. What is the reason? Because Satan wanted men to worship him. He wanted the angels to worship him. The war in heaven, even the war that is going on right now, is for Satan wants people to worship him. He wants to be above the God who created him. The whole warfare is going on because he wants people to bow down and worship him. And when you bow down and you worship him, your end result, hell. Hallelujah. We worship God and only God. The angels told John, do not worship me. Worship Almighty God. Worship Jesus' Son. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to worship. Almighty God. We should worship him in spirit and in truth and not the enemy. Because the enemy knows his doomsday is near, and that's hell. He and all the angels that follow after him. I send you a mandate of, I send you, every one of you, a note on the worship CD for this ministry. I believe it's one of the highest things that we can give God. I know it is worship. And I ask everyone, I didn't tell you how much to play. I didn't tell you to play 1 cent or 2 cents. I told you, go ahead and plant as your heart, plant a seed as your heart tells you to. Hallelujah. It's not by compulsory, because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. It's freely and voluntarily. What I'm saying to you, when you seed into the worship of God, something that is an authentic seed, I cannot begin to tell you the benefits. When you feed into a worship of God, not only through, because when others hear, it brings them closer to Almighty God. They get into worship, takes you, true worship takes you into the throne room. Through true worship releases blessings upon our lives. You cannot worship God if you're not obedient to him. No, 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 no. So you, even if you plant $1 million seed and you're not obedient, you don't receive. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm saying to you, do what you do willingly. If God plays it on your heart, whatever he tells you. If he tells you to give into the CD project for our 12th anniversary, go ahead. Hallelujah, and give as he tells you to give, freely, not grudgingly, but willingly. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Meditate on Psalm 23 before you go out today, or before you start your day. Meditate on Psalm 23. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day, in Jesus' name, amen.